Hi, I'm Dwayne Brown, and welcome to Tech Thursdays on SoulcastStudio.com. We've been talking about MP3 players and PEDs. We've run the gambit of standard run-of-the-mill MP3 players from $40 up to $300. We've talked about Apple's iPod, which goes from $380 to $500. Today we're going to talk about Sony's PSP, or PlayStation Portable. Where a lot of MP3 players sort of are copying Apple's success by trying to come up with this innovative, buttonless, menu-driven system, Sony went in a completely different direction, as only Sony can do. Obviously, the PSP is a lot bigger than most MP3 players that are out there. It's not too thick, it's certainly not that heavy, but it's big as far as MP3 players are concerned. But that's because the PSP is not only an MP3 player. In fact, I dare say an MP3 player is the secondary function of the PSP, because the PlayStation Portable is built around the Sony gaming system. The games that fit into here are obviously not the full-size games that fit into your PlayStation at home. There's a little back door that just pops open, and then you slide a small compact-type disc into it, and it reads off that disc to play a game. You've got all the buttons that you would expect from a Sony PlayStation, your directional menus, your triangle, star, circle, and square, as well as a joystick built into it, and a few other buttons that just make the function of the PSP more accessible. Now, in addition to the games and the MP3s, you can also store photos on the PSP. They come in the form of a little memory stick that just pops right into the side, and it is on the Sony Duo card. This is a specialty card that only works in the Sony PSP at this time. They come in various sizes, 32 megs right on up to 2 gigabytes now, and they can store hundreds of photos, thousands of songs, or thousands of photos and hundreds of songs, depending how you want to do it. They can also store video, and that's how you get video onto the PSP. It connects up to the computer. There's a bunch of little programs you can use to get video on it. Or if you're technically inclined, you can just drag and drop your videos right into the PSP, but you have to put them in certain places and have them set up in a certain format so it'll read them. If you're willing to get a PSP, then I'm sure you're willing to go the extra mile and learn how to use it properly. The PSP also has a built-in wireless network, which means that it can find wireless access points. So if you're sitting at your Starbucks or in your living room and wanting to use your neighbor's wireless internet connection, the PSP can connect up to it, providing the security isn't there, of course. You can browse web pages on here, just like you're looking at your computer, although on a somewhat smaller screen. The joystick allows you to navigate up and down through the menus, and when you have to enter in something, all you do is press a button, and then it brings up a menu for you to type in the name or any information that you need to type into that box. It's similar to typing onto a telephone. It sets up a little keypad and has the number 1, A, B, C, and then you sort of just press along. It's a little longer way of doing it, but it allows you to access the internet in its full glory. It's not like looking at the internet on your telephone. It's like looking at the internet on your computer with a smaller screen. Because it's got this built-in wireless ability that it can see wireless networks, it also allows the PSP to see other people's PSP. And there's a lot of games where you can play head-to-head with your buddies at the same time, all wirelessly. There's a couple of really good racing games that you're one car on the race field, and there's another car on there that's your buddy, and you're both playing at the same time, competing against each other. So for gamers, this is a really fantastic little device. Now, the system is going to run you anywhere between $300 and $400, depending on what package you get. There's the value pack and the lower end now, and then there's the higher pack that has a couple of games, a hard carry case for it, which is not a bad idea if you're going to be throwing this into your backpack all the time. It's a really nice screen. I'd hate to see you scratch it up. There's protective coverage you can get over the screen as well to keep it from getting scratched. The battery in this is a built-in rechargeable battery, like we've talked about most of the video players have. A single charge for video is going to give you really good usage, probably around 6 or 7 hours of video watching on it. The MP3 function gives you in excess of 10 hours easily to listen to your music on a single charge. And the battery compartment is right on the side, and it's super easy to take it out, pop the battery out, put a spare one in, and you're good to go. So you can pick up another one of these batteries just to keep in your back pocket so that you never run out of juice while you're on the road. So we've come to the end of our MP3 journey. MP3 players, PEDs, you've by now figured out there's a lot of them out there. Go back and watch segment one again, use the process of elimination, and figure out what is going to fit into your budget with the features that you want. don't go straight to the best one because you might be throwing away money that you don't need to do. And you might have function on there that are just gonna sit there and not be used at all. Why not buy something that is really gonna be pinpointed to what you need it to do, and then you can spend the money on some other tech toys when we talk about them later on. Okay, so have yourself a great time, use the information, and get the gear that's good for you. We'll see you next time.